Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's clear and 34 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly sunny today with a high of 52. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. In Southwest Iowa news, police in Red Oak report three young people were arrested early this morning for being in possession of alcohol. 19-year-old Brian Axel Schooling and 18-year-old Natasha Renee Houston were cited for possession of alcohol under the legal age, while 17-year-old Dylan McKenzie Terry was cited for being a minor in possession of alcohol. All three are from Red Oak. They were taken into custody at around 3 a.m., cited and released, with Terry being released to the custody of a parent. I'll have more news in just a moment. Don't wait until the coldest day of the year. Now's the time to get your heating system checked. Masker Plumbing and Heating is here to help you get your heating system checked so you won't be left out in the cold. And with cold comes snow. Masker Plumbing and Heating is here to help you with your home and commercial snow removal. Call now to set up your appointment so you can get on their list or to set up your furnace inspection. Just call Maskers at 712-243-2260 or stop by at 209 Walnut Street in Atlantic. Masker Plumbing and Heating would also like to remind you to be sure and put fresh batteries in all of your carbon monoxide and smoke detectors while it's most important during this time of year. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports a Corning woman was arrested Wednesday morning on a trio of charges. 33-year-old Tamara McCoy was taken into custody at around 10:30 a.m. after authorities executed a search warrant at her home. McCoy was charged with being a felon in possession of a firearm. She also faces charges which include possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. She was being held in the Adams County Jail pending a court appearance. A fire at a home in Red Oak has claimed the lives of four animals. Red Oak Battalion Fire Chief Randy Askey said firefighters were called to the scene of the blaze at around 12:30 p.m. on Tuesday at 207 4th Avenue. Askey said the intense heat and unstable conditions in the home prevented firefighters from gaining entry to the structure to extinguish the flames, which were eventually knocked down from outside the home before the interior fire was brought under control about an hour after they arrived on the scene. Askey said the owner of the home was away when the fire broke out and no fire crews were harmed fighting the fire, but four family pets died. A house sustained extensive damage, and the cause of the fire has yet to be determined. A traffic stop on Interstate 80 in Cass County Tuesday afternoon resulted in the recovery of marijuana and a weapon, also the arrest of a man from Colorado. Sergeant Marty McCready with the Iowa State Patrol in Council Bluffs told KJAN News the trooper Wayne Brosum stopped a 1992 Lincoln Town Car for speeding on I-80 eastbound near the Anita exit just before 4 p.m. Tuesday. McCready said the trooper saw indicators of illegal activity and searched the vehicle after receiving permission from the driver. During the search, Brosum discovered nearly 3 pounds of marijuana and a .45 caliber revolver. The driver of the car, 32-year-old Keo Rash of Edgewater, Colorado, was taken into custody on charges of possession with the intent to deliver, prohibited acts, and failure to affix a drug tax stamp. Rash was brought to the Cass County Jail and later released on a $5,000 bond. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said this week a Wyota man, 31-year-old Matthew Bernard Steffens, was arrested Tuesday afternoon on a Cass County warrant for failure to register as a sex offender, second or subsequent offense, and a residency restriction, second or subsequent offense. The offenses are Class D felonies, punishable by a prison term of up to 5 years and a fine anywhere from $750 to $7,500. Steffens was brought to the Cass County Jail and later posted a $5,000 bond. He was convicted in September of 2003. Of third-degree sexual abuse in connection with an incident involving a 13-year-old girl in Shelby County. He was sentenced to 10 years in jail. Steffens was 23 years old at the time and lived in Atlantic. Officials of the Cass County Salvation Army's bell ringing campaign report red kettle donations this year were nearly double those received last year. Bell ringing campaign co-chair Teresa Canning said donations this year amounted to $11,176. Last year's campaign brought in $5,827. The campaign began in mid-November and wrapped up the day before Christmas. All the proceeds from the donations stay in Cass County for various Salvation Army-related programs. And one of the federal wildlife refuges that straddle the Missouri River north of Omaha will reopen next week as planned, but the other will stay closed because of safety concerns. Both DeSoto and Boyer Chute National Wildlife Refuges sustained flood damage earlier this year. Officials have decided to keep Boyer Chute closed for now. But DeSoto will reopen on Monday because much of the flood damage there has been repaired. The visitor center will remain closed for more work, though, and some hiking trails will not be available. DeSoto will be closed for the January 11th through the 18th deer hunt, and people will need to use U.S. Highway 30 entrance to reach the refuge. KJAN News Time is 7:12. Don't wait until the coldest day of the year. Now's the time to get your heating system checked. Masker Plumbing and Heating is here to help you get your heating system checked so you won't be left out in the cold. And with cold comes snow. Masker Plumbing and Heating is here to help you with your home and commercial snow removal. Call now to set up your appointment so you can get on their list or to set up your furnace inspection. Just call Maskers at 712-243-2260 or stop by at 209 Walnut Street in Atlantic. Masker Plumbing and Heating would also like to remind you to be sure and put fresh batteries in all of your carbon monoxide and smoke detectors while it's most important during this time of year. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. In our funeral announcements, George Drake, age 76 of Bayard, died Sunday in Ames. Funeral services for George Drake will be today at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Bayard. Merle Jean Vogt, age 80 of Adair, died Monday at the Cass County Hospice Center. Funeral services for Merle Vogt will be held today at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Wayne Betts, age 91 of Guthrie Center, died Saturday. Memorial services for Wayne Betts will be today at 11 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Margaret Jensen, age 86 of Stewart, died December 22nd. Memorial services for Margaret Jensen will be today at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Donald Toft, age 81 of Exira, died Monday. Funeral services for Donald Toft will be today at 2 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Church east of Exira. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Bruce Brown, age 86 of Redfield and formerly of Anita, died Saturday. Memorial services for Bruce Brown will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. Betty Jenny, age 70 of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Betty Jenny will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Marty Kinsey, age 56 of Anita, died Friday. Graveside services for Marty Kinsey will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Evergreen Cemetery in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care in Anita has the arrangements. Gail Phippen, age 65 of Casey, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Gail Phippen will be Friday night at 7 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Josephine Gibson of Audubon died Tuesday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Josephine Gibson will be Saturday at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Elkhorn. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Jim Rush, age 65 of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Jim Rush will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. And Vera Nielsen, age 98 of Elkhorn, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Vera Opal Nielsen will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Henson reporting.